Hello and welcome to the Sustainable Life podcast. My name is Em, and I'm the founder of Sustainable Life App, an app for sustainable living made easy. Our free app is available on both Apple and Android. Use it to find verified direct-to-consumer online brands and to support the local sustainable businesses in your area. The purpose of this podcast is to help keep you informed, encouraged, and inspired. Today, we're thrilled to introduce you to Marilyn Cobbin, founder of the BC-based sustainable boutique franchise, Blue Sky Clothing, which originally started 20 years ago from the back of her van. Blue Sky now has over 9 locations all across British Columbia, Canada, has a wonderful online store, and they pride themselves on making clothes for every body. Join me as we learn from this true inspiration. So without further ado, let's get started. So today we have Marilyn here from Blue Sky Clothing, and it's an amazing clothing brand based in British Columbia, Canada, specifically North Vancouver. But we're just so excited to chat with you. So I have to say, like, I am one of your biggest customers, maybe not biggest, but a loyal customer. So I love your clothes. Your jumpsuits are life for me. And I don't say that just to say it, like, during the summertime, they're my favorite thing to wear. It's great to dress up. And it's also nice to dress down. So I don't know if I should stand up, but, like, yeah, what's this jumpsuit called again?
It's called Joanna.
Joanna. And it has pockets, and I'm wearing your cardigan. So, like, this one is
Darcy.
White, or you could wear it two different ways. It's reversible, which I love. Yeah. I'm wearing your socks. I don't know if I should do the yoga pose again, but, like...
Merino wool socks for $6.99.
Yes. Yeah. And you do a donation, right? Like when you buy.
Yeah, and then hair. I give $1 for each pair of socks that we sell to Literacy BC. Yeah.
Well, I think what makes you so remarkable is you were doing this way before anyone else was doing this. So I'd love to start off just by saying, can you tell us your story? Like, how did you create Blue Sky? What's the story behind it?
Well, I think that, like you said, I was eco before it was kind of cool to be eco. And really, truly, I just came by it naturally because my mom was pretty counterculture. Our whole family was kind of hippy-dippy, you know, and we didn't, I don't know, we just never wore polyester clothes. My mom, even when we were kids, I don't think she bought that kind of fabric. She was conscious of fabric, and she didn't talk about it. That's just what she did. And this is just kind of a funny story, but when she passed away, we went to go look at coffins, and they were all lined with, like, pink polyester. We're like, oh my God, what are we gonna do? Like, she wants to be in a coffin, but we can't put her in the polyester. And so the Dukobor choir made cedar boxes lined with organic cotton up in Nelson, and it was just fantastic. So anyway, she got in a wooden box with organic cotton, so that was, it was a nice, and talking about my mom was like a big inspiration. Sorry, I get teary when I think about her, but she was short and big busted, and, you know, like, she ate a lot of cookies, and I thought she was beautiful, and I always felt like, why can't we just go out shopping and just, and get normal, nice clothes whenever we had to go to a wedding or something. It's like, oh Christ, what am I going to sausage myself into now? And she just had this really negative experience with shopping and trying to get dressed up, or even just regular everyday clothes. And so when I was thinking about really what I want to do in my life, I worked a lot of different jobs, you know, bartending and grocery stores and all that kind of stuff for a really long time. And then my husband got killed on the job when I was 30. And so it made me realize life is super short. And what we do in this small time that we have here you know, it's important what we do. I didn't want to have one of those jobs like golden chains, you know, you buy a car and then the payment matches what your income is and your mortgage matches what the bank says that you, I didn't want to do that. I wanted to, I don't know, do something that was important or somehow made a difference. And so I really sat and thought about it for a long time. And I rented a cabin on Kootenay Lake, this is outside of Nelson, and sat there and thought about, what am I gonna do? Like, what am I gonna do in this life? It's short. And what do I love? I only have grade 8 education, so it's not like I have a bunch of different skills that I can pull from my university career. And so I thought, I love clothes and I love travel. I wonder who makes clothes anyways, you know, because of the experience with mom. I always thought the sizing was weird. And who decides on what the sizes are anyways? So I actually just started interviewing people and trying to figure out who makes clothes, like how are they made anyways? Anyways, so through a lot of processes, I found out that I could go to Indonesia and make the prints on my own fabrics and only have to do 50 meters or 100 meters of fabric. Whereas in Canada, the dyeing minimums are 3,000 meters per color. And then they didn't really have the natural fiber. Also, there's no way I could afford 3,000 meters at that time. So I went to Indonesia and started trying to make clothes. And then I thought about, and I think truly one of the successes of Blue Skies is my lack of education. Because if I actually knew how to make patterns and knew all the things that people teach you in school, maybe it would have looked different, but I'm a real common sense person. And so I just looked at how people are shaped. And then I made the sizing and the grading based on how people are really truly shaped and not on any formula. So I don't know, it's worked. And miraculously, it's worked. And I think that just having a real common sense approach to business and to clothing and I don't look at profit margins and all that kind of stuff that all the, I don't know, formulas that everybody use. I just think, what would I pay for that? And is it natural fiber? Is it going to break down in the landfill? And is it comfortable? And what kind of price would a normal everyday person be able to pay for that? So that's how I create my styles, my pricing, everything. So just on trying to figure out what a normal person would do and how would that work for just everyday people, not really fancy or not really any, just everyday people. And everyday people are extra, extra small to 4X. And so those are the sizes that I do because that's what just everybody, there's a lot of variation in people. And I think that all people are beautiful. Women, men, doesn't matter, whatever. And you can, and to have really nice, like good quality, comfortable clothes that will break down in the landfill. And that seems to be a pretty good cause. And for me, that's enough for this life. And I just don't really have anything else. You know, I don't have any hidden agendas. I just think the more garments that Blue Sky can sell, maybe the less things out there that won't break down in the landfill. So in the garment business, it's really difficult to be 100% perfect in all aspects. But at Blue Sky, I try. I try my hardest. I import the natural dyes from Germany and for fair trade, like people talk about fair trade. For me, fair trade obviously comes, if you're a nice person, you're going to pay the people that work for you really well, because then you get really good product. And really energetically, if you're really nice to all the people along the way, you're kind to the people, and then how can you not have success at the end? So I base my success on having karmically good energy from the beginning to the end of the product. and then I pay all the sewers myself. I know exactly how much they're getting paid. I know where they're working. I know where the fabric comes from. And, you know, because it's a real hands-on, because having a business, a clothing business that uses natural fibers is way different than having a clothing business that doesn't, because polyester can cost 50 cents a meter, or maybe a dollar a meter. Natural fibers is more like 12 to 15 to 18 dollars a meter. So it makes your whole business way different. So there's, at Blue Sky, we just go off heart and volume. That's what it's about. We don't make a whole lot of profit off our clothes, but that's okay. You know, we're here, we're surviving, we're doing well, and we're happy. So what else is there, really? You know, like, what else does it matter?
I adore you so much.
That's kind of
beautiful tagline, clothing for everybody, right?
Yeah.
Because it's so important.
Kind to the people, kind to the planet, and then kind to the end user by having something that they can slip on and be really, really comfortable. That's the goal.
And you have pockets in almost everything. Like, I love your clothes.
Big fan of pockets.
You need to have pockets. I was going to actually ask you, I was like, can you go to start making bras? Because I think I you just buy all of your bras. Maybe a little slit there so that you don't get, you know, boob sweat and those kind of things. Because I know you would do it right.
Yeah. The thing about bras is there's the foam and stuff that goes in them doesn't break down. And so there's a lot of components of it that wouldn't be very natural. We make sports bras and so, but the actual like bras with, if you put padding in them and that kind of thing, yeah, not very natural. And also it's a complicated category. There's way too many sizes and all those little bits and pieces that you've got to know. I'm gonna let somebody else do that.
Okay. Mine doesn't have padding, but that's kind of a bad thing some days because you need it. Amazing. So can we talk about like the growth of Blue Sky? So you started with, was it just like a brick and mortar one location and then it grew to 9 or like?
I started selling out of my Volkswagen van like every good hippie girl should do. And so I parked at the Belver Ferry Landing, which is just about 25 minutes outside of Nelson. And I had a pop top, you know, the van had a pop top. So I made the change room inside. And so the women go inside and change. And then I had the mirrors outside because they had to come out of the van to look in the mirror. And it was good. Like it was really good. The first summer. It was very successful. And I remember, this one lady, like, you know, at the very beginning, and she put on this blue dress and she came out of the van and I'm just like, oh my God, she just looks so beautiful. And I said, you look so beautiful. And she said, you know, my husband's called me fat every day for 12 years. I'm like, are you kidding? Like, look at you. And so then I knew this is a really good thing to make people feel good through garment. This is a really wonderful thing, so that you can be any shape or any size, it doesn't matter, and feel beautiful and look beautiful. And that, I think that is, again, it just goes back, like if you can feel good, then your confidence is better, and then who knows, maybe it hires, you know, like makes higher vibration in the world. I don't know, world peace possible? I don't know. And
moms always have it right. What you said about like the organic cotton and the polyester really resonated with me, because when I was a kid, my mom was like that too. We'd go to the stores and she would look, is it 100% cotton? Is it linen? Mm-hmm. Is it this? And I'd be like, Mom, this is so embarrassing. Like all my friends get to have these like fancy shirts that look like that. And yeah. It took me like a year or two to convince her to finally let me buy something that was polyester. And I started mm-hmm. sweating so much in it because it's not natural for the body.
Yeah.
I think probably at least like 5, 6, 7 years just to not sweat in polyester anymore, which is, now that I know all of these things, I know how dangerous that is. Like, my body just got used to all those chemicals. Like, yeah. Goodness gracious. So yeah. It's beautiful what you're doing. I appreciate it so much more now that I know how toxic those things are.
Yeah, well, I think that a lot of people just don't realize that, you know, they want to be recycling and they want to do the right stuff. But I think that if you just really think about it simply, like, does it break down in the landfill? You know, if it's made out of polyester or nylon or whatever the case, it's made from oil, and therefore it's not going to go away. It's just not going away. It's just like plastic bottles. So I think if people had just a little bit more awareness of that, just simple, and it would be better. I know when I was young, even way before I started getting into the garment business, I go shopping and I just touch everything, just walk and feel and touch and feel. And then I'd stop when I got to the right feel, because I could just, I don't know, instinctively feel the right the right thing. When I go shopping with my friends, they say, don't you look at anything? I'm like, no, not really. I wait until it feels right. So
we left off in your story at the Volkswagen van. So how did you
like that? Yeah, the Volkswagen van. So then after that, the next summer, there was a little shack that used to be the woodshed at the Belfer Ferry Landing. So I rented that, did a little renovation on it. And then that's was my very first store at the Belfer Ferry Landing. And I had that for probably about 4 years or so. And then I got brave enough to open a store in Nelson. And so I opened a store in Nelson, and I had those two stores for, you know, maybe about 8 or 9 years. And then, sorry.
It's a busy office. We all understand.
That's okay. So then after that, 10 years ago, I went out for lunch with a guy that I went to elementary school with, and we got married. And then I moved, because I went to elementary school in North Vancouver, and I went to grade 8, just part of grade 9 in North Vancouver. And then, so anyways, that's, I knew this David from that time. And I, then we got married and I moved back to North Vancouver. And so I opened a store on Commercial Drive, and it was fantastic. I couldn't believe it. It's like, wow, you know, having a store in a place where people actually have jobs, it was just unbelievable. Because in the Kootenays, not, you know, there's not that much employment, or there wasn't, you know, then 25 years ago. Or anyway, so I opened Commercial Drive, and then I opened a store on 4th Avenue in Vancouver. And then I opened a store in North Vancouver on Lonsdale. And in between that, I think I did Kamloops and Victoria and Kelowna. And then I opened a store at the Tawasin Mills Mall, which is, I'm actually going to close at the end of December. And the Tawasin Mills Mall is just, it's just a little bit far away. And it's very, very quiet out there. So we've just, we've opened an outlet store in North Vancouver. Just this week, and so everything, all the discounted items are there on Lonsdale, so that's really exciting, and it's going great. So yeah, now we have 10 stores still, and our online store is doing really, really well, and we do wholesale to other stores around BC, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Ontario. Yeah.
So it's good. growing.
Yeah.
So I'd love to ask you a question before we end the interview, and I'm a little bit scared to know the answer, but my hope is that sustainable consumption will become the new forever norm, and it's not just a trend. Could you share your opinion on it? Like, do you think that's possible?
I think as more people get educated on, like I said before, just like the simplicity of, is it going to break down in the landfill? So if more people thought about, does it compost at the end of its life? Then I really think that education is out there, and I think the younger people are getting more educated all the time, and so I have huge hope for the future, and I don't think sustainable stuff is just a trend. I really, really think that everybody is into saving the planet, and now is the time. And I think that every person has a really, really loud voice, and their voice is their wallet. And so if they use their really loud voice, their wallet, to buy fabrics that break down, then it would just push the market in the right place. So education is the key.
Amazing. So for the customers looking to buy your product, obviously they can go to your website. And you have a coupon code. Clothing.
Yeah, blueskyclothingco.com. And then they can use a promo code, sustainable, what is it? Help me
Life
out here.
20.
Yeah, sustainable life 20. Yes.
We were chatting about it during the beginning of the interview for those of you who are watching.
and they can put that in and get 20% off. And then Blue Sky Clothing Co. is our Facebook and Instagram.
Yes.
And any of our 10 stores, we're all open. We're all social distancing and wearing masks and doing the right thing. And it's been an interesting time during, you know, COVID. Yeah. And we have not had any problems. It's all been really great. And we started wearing masks because we make masks, and we make really comfortable bamboo masks.
I love them. They come in like a 5-pack, or you can buy them individually, but like,
yes.
I love it. And you know, they're double, is it double or triple layered, this one?
It's double layer. And we tested them, and we actually got them certified before they left the country. And so if you, the rule of thumb is, you're doing pretty good if you can't blow out a candle.
Yes.
Through your mask. Yeah. So like we're not a medical supply company, but the masks have been really, really great. And the 5-pack is a good deal too, $29.99 for a 5. So it's a good deal.
I love it, because then with the natural fabrics, you don't have to worry about your face as much, because with any other fabrics, I mean, there's so much room for reaction, especially, you know, single use plastic, obviously, but like other fabrics as well. If by chance there are polyester ones out there, I definitely find it reacts. This does not.
Yeah. And I have another kind too. Like we have the ear loop one, like you had.
Oh, I have the same one in my
This is a different one. And it doesn't have ear loops. It's just it just goes around your neck, or you can use it for a scrunchie or a headband.
Yeah.
And this one is especially good for people with hearing aids, because they're not going around here. So if people have hearing aids, or they always wear a mic or earphones or whatever, then this one's a little bit handier. And I like it because I know where it is all the time. It's on my neck. Okay, I got my mask. And
interesting. So my mom has hearing aids, so I'll definitely consider that for her. But we're not really we're asking her not to leave the house as much during the pandemic, because she has very serious asthma. So she really just goes to see her granddaughter in home and then hangs out with the dog in the yard.
That's
a good plan for when she goes for a walk with the dog or something. So thank you for that suggestion. I had literally had the exact same one in my bedroom. I have a lot of your products. Like a blue sky closet. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank
you. Of course, you know, everyone who's watching, if you're not in British Columbia and you can't visit the stores, go to www.blueskyclothingco.com. You can find it on Sustainable Life app, and you can find the coupon code on Sustainable Life app too, Sustainable Life 20 for 20% discount.
Yay.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Sustainable Life App's mission is to help make sustainable living easy and convenient for our community. Our digital platform includes a free mobile app, website, podcast, and documentary series, all centered around our company's core values, the five factors for sustainable consumption: impact on human health, environmental impact, respect for human rights, respect for animal rights, and socioeconomic advantage, because we want to help make sustainable consumption the new forever norm and help the sustainable businesses and brands of the world with ethical values and practices succeed. Our app connects you with verified sustainable brands via our direct consumer online shopping section, where you can get access to exclusive coupon codes and videos found nowhere else. You can also use the hashtag #ShopLocal function, which uses Google Maps, through which you can find local retail shops and boutiques, grocery stores, cafes, restaurants, salons, spas, event venues, eco hotels, eco tours, and even eco service providers like makeup artists, naturopaths, and dog groomers. Our free app is available worldwide, and you can nominate sustainable businesses in your area anytime. Simply download our app to do so, or visit our website and click nominate. We're adding new exciting features and sections to our app regularly, because we promise to keep growing along with you on your sustainable lifestyle journey. Just a note, we're a non-judgmental community. It is our belief that no one is perfect, but if we all do our part to consume more sustainably, there will naturally be a positive ripple effect worldwide. We want to help make sustainable consumption the new forever norm, and our hope is that the app helps to positively impact your health, the environment, and all living beings. On a legal note, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are that of the guest and do not necessarily reflect that of M. Mangla Bansal, Tell Your Story Productions, Inc., or its subsidiaries, affiliates, associated companies, together with all respective officers, directors, and employees thereof. Thank you for being such an important part of our community. The love and light in me salutes the love and light in you. See you next time.